No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today. You've heard me talk about telemedicine at Trinity Medical Care Center here on The Mark White Show. With Trinity Medical Care Center's telemedicine, you can skip the commute and get the care you need from the safety and comfort of your own home. You can contact Trinity Medical Care Center by calling 256-489-3192. You can also schedule an appointment on the web by going to trinity-medicalcare.com. Again, give them a call at 256-489-3192 and give telemedicine a try today.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
You know, my mother used to say a long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to a Saturday edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you could join us today. I have a lot to cover in this show, and I'm looking forward to being able to have some serious conversations about a subject that we really don't want to talk about, but it's necessary. Last week, Jennifer Cawthon reached out to me through the Mark White Show Facebook Messenger, and she told me about her 15-year-old son, Noah Beck. Noah, at 15 years old on January 11th, took his life. She simply reached out because I had touched on the subject of suicide. We were, at that time, talking about Officer Charlie Bradley, who had taken his life. He worked for the Pelham Police Department, and I had known Charlie through church when we were in Hueytown. Well, Noah Beck took his life, and his mother, really, she was looking for someone to share his story with, and I was glad to be able to share about Noah. I was also glad to bring awareness to the subject of teen suicide, but it really got me thinking about this subject and how I could be a vehicle to help spread a message of awareness when it comes to teen suicide. I had reached out to my friend Belinda Hartzell, who is actually a licensed clinical social worker, several months ago, and then Belinda messaged me about being able to come on the show, and it's perfect timing because Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner is doing a segment on teen suicide awareness as well. But I have Belinda on the line with me right now as we tackle this subject of teen suicide. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Belinda Hartzell.
Thank you so much. Thanks for asking me to join in this really important discussion. I haven't talked to you in a while, but I retired in June from the University of Alabama, where I worked in a special program providing therapy to adolescents. And I, of course, love working with people that age, and this is a very important topic right now.
Well, we were both teenagers at one time. We had to deal with the issues that teenagers had to deal with. And as you know, because you're a friend of mine and I've known you since I was a child, my grandparents raised me. And with that came issues that I had that I brought to the table for my grandparents as a teenager. There were thoughts in my mind of not wanting to live anymore. And so I do have those memories in my head from that time. Now, I'm not a teenager anymore, but I still have an understanding, a basic understanding of what a young person might be feeling when they feel like they don't want to live anymore.
I see clients who right now, especially in this pandemic culture, have a lot of hopelessness, a lot of feelings of lack of control over anything in their world. And those things promote, you know, possibly budding of depression or other serious mental health problems. And we're just right now, I know in my town where I live in Auburn and Opelika, there are, you know, there's no one accepting new patients right now, no therapist or psychologist, because they're just super booked. And so that is, you know, there's a big need right now. People are reaching out for help.
As you're talking about being booked up and not having time to take more clients, I think about the fact that we have to come up with other ways to reach these young people so that they don't get to that point where they do take their life, really a stop measure to get them on the path of thinking about living, the importance of their life, and what they can do in their life to make an impact in the lives of other people.
I think you said that so well, Mark. One thing I wanted to say, you know, I really appreciate a resource that I have from an institute called Search Institute, and they've come up with something called 40 developmental assets for healthy teenagers. And when I look down through those 40, there's just a few that jump out at me as being some really concrete things that teens and parents or caregivers can do to promote that hopefulness and purpose in regard to support. You know, young people need support. And they need support from family, from extended family. They need positive communication from their family. They need to have support from three or more non-parent adults. That particular thing has always really impressed me, that young people need other adults besides just their caregivers. And so parents or caregivers can, or people in churches or where, you know, youth teams and things, make a point as an adult to look for young people who seem to be a little bit more lonely and a little bit more isolated, or maybe they don't have extended family. I know I see people in my home church who are so good to reach out to young people, and adults become friends of teenagers. You know, another thing is that a young person needs to feel like they have a purpose, that they're important to their community. And this particular list of assets suggests that a young person spend an hour a week working or doing something or volunteering or contributing to his community. And I'm, of course, a big believer in young people staying busy. And if, whether you're doing something like mowing the neighbor's lawn or, you know, watching for things to do for maybe elderly people in your neighborhood, taking in the groceries, or, you know, volunteering somewhere for an hour a week, those things are really good for young people.
You bring up some thoughts in my head from when I was a young person. Behind our house in Hueytown was Mr. Hutchins, and Mr. Hutchins let me paint. He let me mow his grass. I weeded the hillside, and he had odd jobs for me to do all the time. And of course, my granddad was great at finding odd jobs for me to do as well around the house and outside, and grandmother too. But of course, now with the onslaught of social media and the fact that a lot of young people are looking for positive reinforcement, acceptance through likes, through somebody making a comment about them, and feeling like that's the same as the one-on-one relationship that I had 30 years ago with Mr. Hutchins. It's just not the same.
It's just not. It is just not. It's social media. It is, of course, just the main driver, I think. It seems to me one of the main drivers of young people's self-esteem these days. It's not effective in a substantial way. You know, parents need to absolutely know what's going on their young person's social media for a lot of reasons. I think we hear oftentimes when some loss of life has occurred, a tragic loss of life, maybe a shooting or a young person, you know, hurt someone else or they take their own life, you know, parents will say, well, I found emails or I found text or I found, you know, posts that were very dark and very, I had no idea they were feeling this way. So, you know, parents just have to be nosy and stay on top of those things. An interesting signal, one of the warning signs, there's of course many warning signs that your child might be thinking about hurting themselves, is if you they react negatively or don't respond to praise. And so compliments and praise and affirmations are something that young people need. We all need that. But if you are doing that for your child, saying those things, and they don't respond to it, they don't care, they respond negatively, that is a warning sign that something's going on with them. You know, a lot of warning signs about suicide are really the same signs of depression. And so, you know, parents need to familiarize themselves with that. If their child has lots of changes they see changes in sleeping, eating, activities, like loss of interest in things that they would normally have been interested in, or withdrawal from friends and family. And, you know, boredom is a huge problem in the culture of young people. And interestingly, things like social media, in a way, they can kind of promote a kind of boredom, a kind of mental lethargy that's really not healthy. If your young person starts to neglect their hygiene or their appearance, that's not good. That's something you need to look at. But especially if your young person says, I just want to kill myself, or, you know, I am no good at this, y'all would be better off if I weren't here. Do not ignore that. That is a cry for help. You take that seriously. Stop what you're doing and take that seriously. You know, I have worked with several people whose parents or siblings or someone would say, well, you know, they just said they don't want to live anymore, but I know they would never do anything like that. You know, that's not true. Stop. Take that seriously. As you were saying, you know, a lot of times, especially in teen years, we think things like that. But when you say them, if you write it down, if you start giving away your possessions to your friends, those are serious things that caregivers need to get help for.
Belinda, I can't recall how many times I've heard a caretaker say, I didn't realize, or the message that came across was that they didn't take the clues that the young person was giving them. And then they're on the backside of the deal and the child is gone and they're looking back and saying, well, I should have noticed this and I should have noticed that, but I didn't. There's a person out there right now as we're talking are getting the clues. The clues may be screaming at them and they're not getting the clue. and they're not taking it seriously, and ultimately they're going to be in that position where they say, yes, I saw A, I saw B, I saw C, but I didn't take the steps to help that young person.
Oh, yes, you are so right, and I understand this. I'm a parent myself. I can remember when I had teenagers in my home, different things that I would later look back and say, well, that was a clue that they were doing this, that, or the other, and I just, you know, I wanted to ignore it or minimize it, but this is too important. If your child, especially if your child says something like that, you know, that child should not be left alone. If that child says, I want to kill myself, do not leave them alone. You need to get help for that. In fact, if they do something like lock themselves in the bathroom after saying something like that, you need to call 911. Never, ever, ever be afraid or reluctant to get counseling. I know I'm a therapist, so I believe in it wholeheartedly, and I have someone I talk to myself when I need to. But a good therapist is a wonderful thing, and an ethical therapist will not seek to separate you from your personal value system. You know, people fear that. They're afraid that they'll try to talk me into doing something that I think is wrong, or convince me that this thing that I'm doing that I think is wrong, you know, that it's okay to keep doing it. A good therapist doesn't try to get you to change your value system. They're trying to work with you so that you can be empowered to enact the things that you believe are healthy for you. So don't be afraid to seek counseling.
I think it's better now than it was maybe 30 years ago as far as the stigma that goes with getting help. But I want to talk about that. If it's okay, Belinda, we'll take a quick break. And I want to talk a little bit about the stigma that may go with this, and maybe someone thinking, well, I don't want anybody to know that I have a problem. And it's not just young people, but in adulthood, if a person admits that they have a problem that they don't want to live anymore, then there is a stigma associated with that within the community. And we have to be able to pull that curtain back and say, it's okay to admit that there's a problem, and it's okay to go and get help, and it's okay to try to save your life.
Absolutely.
Belinda Hartzell is a licensed clinical social worker, and we have her on the line right now to talk about this very important issue of teen suicide. As I mentioned, Jennifer Cawthon messaged me last week, and she told me about her son, Noah Beck. It hit me hard because Noah was just 15 years old. He was a ninth grader, Highland Home High School. And he took his life. There are a lot of questions in her mind, but she wanted her son to be recognized. I mentioned in a post yesterday that I want to make sure that Jennifer and her family know that this show right now is dedicated to Noah Beck. January 11th, he took his life, and I want this show to be dedicated to Noah, because his legacy is going to live on through this conversation, and we're going to try to help other young people because of Noah. So thank you, Jennifer. I'm talking to you right now, Jennifer. Thank you for sharing Noah with me so that we could bring awareness to this subject. I hope you'll all stick with us. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy.
Welcome back to a Saturday edition of The Mark White Show, a very serious edition of The Mark White Show as we cover the subject of teen suicide. I was a teen. You were a teen. You actually may be a teen right now. I don't know who's listening, but if you're a teenager and you're listening right now and you have thoughts of taking your life, if you have thoughts of no value, you don't feel that you have any self-worth, I want you to, first off, change your thinking. I want you to know that there are people who care about you and want you to live and want you to live as full a life as possible. And right now I have on the line with me licensed clinical social worker Belinda Hartzell. She's been a friend of mine all the way back to when I was born. She's a lifelong friend, and she has been helping young people for many years now. And I trust her message. I trust her experience. And I want her to share about teen suicide awareness and talk about this subject some more. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Belinda Hartzell.
Thank you, Mark. I want to reach out to Jennifer and her family and just offer my support and God's blessings upon them and their family and the loss of their precious son, a 15-year-old in the ninth grade. We know how, we remember being in the ninth grade and know how much we have to live for, and our hearts just go out to them.
They sure do. And you know, when we think about being in the ninth grade or being a teenager, I don't know if it was just a type of cologne I was wearing, but it seems like I was bullied a lot. I just gave off some kind of aroma, I suppose. Teenage years were tough for me, and it wasn't easy. And my grandparents, you know, tried really hard to help. And my grandfather, of course, he actually was a counselor himself, was dean of students at Calhoun Community College. His background, he had his doctorate. I think we've talked about it before. One of the things that I always heard growing up was that it's hard for a counselor to counsel his own house. I had to go outside of the home and got help from others outside. And so a lot of times maybe parents feel like I'm at my wit's end. I don't know what I can do to help my child. And yes, it means letting them have a source outside of the home to be able to discuss some of these issues and maybe tackle them in a way that you can't under your own roof.
Yes, absolutely. You know, in working with teenagers, it's very interesting. Those teenage years are so stressful. They're just stressful because you're at a developmental place physically that, you know, lots is going on with you. And also, you know, emotionally and mentally, there's a lot going on. And if you are a teen in a situation where you've had big changes, maybe a parent has passed away or a grandparent, or you just moved, or your health is, somebody's health in your family is bad, or dad lost a job or something, those are big changes, and those are times that parents need to, you know, really, you know, pay extra attention. And at times when, you know, during those teenage years, friends are so important. And if you are being made fun of or bullied, you just really, it's tough. It is tough. And that is, it's a great idea to have another adult, a counselor who's had experience in listening to other teenagers. And sometimes your counselor can relate stories and things to you that will ring true to you and let you know that you're not alone. You're not the only person who's been through this. And that's something that will be meaningful to you.
When I was a teenager, I was worried about how I looked, my appearance, and I know that that's something that young people are very self-conscious for the most part. They're concerned about how they look, their appearance, how people perceive them. Kyla Carter on Kyla's Corner in just a few minutes will actually be talking about this, because all the way down to acne, young people
Absolutely.
Are worried about their appearance, a pimple on their nose. And so, you know, if a pimple on your nose is that big a deal, just imagine when something that is really big takes its toll on a young person and it hits them really hard and they don't like their self-image and they don't love themselves in the way that they should. They don't care about their life in the way that we want them to, that we want them to enjoy their life and be able to live a full life, as I've said before.
Yes, that if we think back to our teenage years, do you remember how intense your feelings were about anything?
Yes.
You know, I can remember it really didn't matter what the subject was. You know, I felt so strongly about it, about, you know, once I wanted to go to a concert with, you know, some popular musicians at the time, and I couldn't go, my parents wouldn't let me or didn't have the money, something, I couldn't go. I thought I was going to, you know, just lay down on the floor and never get up, because I was not going to be able to be there at that particular concert that night. So I remember very well those very intense feelings. My parents didn't understand it really, but let's just remember, I think if we all can just try to remember back about how everything is so important to us at that time, that, you know, the adults around us can help us.
Belinda, I think that you mentioned something about anxiety and being an issue for young people, particularly right now.
Yes, one of the warning signs that your young person could be struggling with thought with suicidal ideation is anxiety. And anxiety can be mild or it can be extreme, so extreme that you really can't cope with daily life. And I am really seeing that a lot right now. Talks about being a teenager is a time when you can be very sensitive to things, but the anxiety that young people are feeling right now is being made worse by the pandemic situation, and a lot of the schools are not meeting. Things are not, they're abnormal, and so much anxiety that it's promoting feelings, thoughts of self-harm, and among a lot of other mental health issues and behavioral issues.
Absolutely. It's interesting that I have Kyla's segment in my head right now, because she did this segment. She's 14 years old, giving it from the perspective of a 14-year-old. She's out there in 2021 as a teenager, and she actually mentions in the message about hormones, and they're going crazy for young people, teenagers, whether male or female. It's a difficult time to round those things up, and there are a lot of emotions that go into being a young person, and some things that maybe as a 41-year-old, I have a more difficult time remembering, just like you sharing your story. But the reality is that every single one of us has had to go through this.
Yes. You know, I remember attending a conference not too long ago where the speaker was talking about puberty for boys. We were talking about boys and how that boys have a testosterone increase of like 5 times. Like all of a sudden, kind of a testosterone dump of 5 times more than it has been heretofore, you know, in their life. So, yeah, man, that really hit me when he said that, because you think about that. That is hard to cope with, very hard to cope with for a young person, for any person, to have a change that dramatic, you know, in your life. And adults need to remember those things, take those things seriously. When your young person is upset about something, be it acne or that you're not able to afford, you know, the Nikes or the Doc Martin shoes, and they're really upset to them, it means a lot. It's a very important event in their world, you know, maybe akin to us not getting a job or something that we want. So be aware. Young people can be very sensitive anyway, and right now, a lot of anxiety in this world among our young people and old people, but be aware that when your teenager is upset about something, do not minimize it. Do not make light of it. I see that as a big problem sometimes in working with families, and the parents are just, you know, huffing and throwing their hands up because their child is upset over a pair of shoes and not really remembering how important something like that is.
It's wonderful to have a child, and I love Cora. She's 7 years old, and she is the perfect age right now. I enjoy being able to go out with her and do things as her dad, and I realize that in just a few years, there are going to be some significant changes. And I think a lot of people my age that have children that are under the teenage years, we haven't yet necessarily experienced that. Yes, I had Nicholas, my nephew, with me. He's 19 now, and we're still going through some of that. But there are a lot of couples out there who have yet to face that because their children are younger right now. They haven't hit that point.
Right. And, well, teenagers are, I enjoy being around people, young people that age very much. I guess maybe because I've worked with people that age so much, I feel happy, you know, when I have a client who is a teenager. There's so much to learn from young people, and I try very hard to listen and learn myself, you know, when I'm with a young person who happens to be one of my clients. And to parents who have children who are not teens yet, just remember that you've got some years there when you can be focused on building a relationship with your child and build good communication patterns, be able to say I'm sorry, be able to listen and try to say back to your little child what you heard them say, and be real. If you are a church going person, your teenager is going to know if you are fake. And that is a source sometimes of real tension in between teenagers and parents. Because teenagers really, in their heart of hearts, they don't approve of fake. They really want the people who are dealing with them to be authentic. And I think there's so many things they don't have control of. If you have a teenager, be real with them. If you tell them that you are a church-going person and a Christian, be that. They know when you're a hypocrite, and so don't try to expect one thing of them and another thing of yourself.
Exactly, and another thing that I think about is no matter what's happening outside of our homes in the world, no matter what we're hearing or seeing on the outside and thinking, oh, the sky's falling, the world is upside down, our house, our home doesn't have to be upside down at the same time.
Absolutely. You know, it's a good thing if a child or a teenager can have a home where it is a haven and a place of safety. I know that's not always the case, of course, but it's a wonderful thing if your home can be that place that everybody wants to come to.
Oh, I kind of remember that with you and David. I remember going to your home growing up and being friends, of course, with Brad and Holly and Katie Jean, and spending time at your home. And I can see where you have that special ability to reach a young person, because here I am in my 40s talking to you today. So clearly you made a connection with me way back when I was a young person.
Oh, thank you for telling me that. Thank you so much. I know that we sure had a lot of fun in our house and played lots of card games and lots of shot a lot of fireworks on New Year's and that kind of thing. Having fun is healthy, isn't it? Good, clean fun.
It is, and I'm looking at a picture right now of my grandparents on the wall, and they provided the best home they could for me. And we think about people that are in our lives, even my own dad, who didn't raise me. He was trying as a father. I believe that he wanted to do certain things that maybe he was held back himself to be the dad that he wanted to be. There may be somebody out there right now who feels that way, that they're inadequate themselves. They can't measure up. And they have to have something that helps them feel hopeful, too, that they do have it within them to be the parent, the caretaker that they can be.
Being human is just is a wonderful thing. And as a social worker and as a Christian, I believe deeply in change and in the value of every human being. And as you know, I recently lost my husband after a long illness. And in taking care of him near the end of his life, he was extremely limited. He lost the use of his mind and his body. But you know something, one thing I really learned is that life is a wonderful gift. And we don't need to let go of it. It is a wonderful gift from God. It's unique in the universe and all of existence. That germ of life is a wonderful thing. At times it's not going to feel as good as others, but let's don't voluntarily give it up.
And that's an important message for anybody listening, whether they're a young person or an older person, because I've seen it on both ends of the spectrum. I've seen it in the young, in the youth. I've seen it in the middle age. I've seen it in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, and even those who are older. And Mr. Hutchins, as I mentioned earlier in the show, doing work for him, he took his own life. He was put in an assisted living home with his wife. He volunteered to go because he didn't want to leave her alone. And so ultimately, he did take his life as well, and he would have been in his late 70s at the time when he took his life. And it's so, well, he may have been in his early 80s. He would have been in his early 80s at that point when he took his life, and it broke my heart. And I think about how heartbroken moms like Jennifer are right now because her son Noah Beck is not with us anymore, and the importance of you matter. And we want to be there for you, and making sure that when we say that, as you mentioned, young people don't like fake people, to let them know that they matter and we want to be there for them and really be there for them when we say we're going to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is another characteristic in working with young people and really everybody. If we say we're going to do something, we need to do it. You know, if we say we're going to show up for something, you know, we need to do it. Well, life is hard. Life can be hard, but it can also be so beautiful. And understand that it takes work to make it so. But I would like to finally encourage everyone to find someone to talk to. I do agree with you. I think the stigma of seeking a therapist is no longer as strong as it once was, and that's a good thing. I think that look for a therapist if we're talking about suicide, teen suicide. Look for a therapist who specializes in cognitive behavioral therapy. That's the evidence has shown that that's an effective kind of therapy for that situation. Look for somebody that maybe you've heard of has been effective with friends or something, but find help.
Absolutely. And there are so many resources out there and different tools. Of course, people can Google, but we want to make sure that we're very specific about what is available. What works for one person may not work for another. And of course, it may mean trying different options for a person to make sure that they're getting what they need.
Yes. You know, there's a National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, and I'm going to give you the number, but something that I found out about this number is that before I think it's June of 2022, so a little bit more than a year, there's going to be a three-digit number, like we call 911, there's going to be a, it's 988 is the number that will do this national suicide prevention lifeline number. But that's not in effect all over the country yet. But I think that's just an amazing idea. And I'm so thankful that somebody thought of that. But the number is for that National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 800-273-8255.
When I post about suicide, I try to include that number and let people know where to reach out to. And of course, I do want people to reach out to me through the Mark White Show, and I would do the very best that I could to connect them with people who can help them. There are resources out there, and I would love to connect people with those resources.
Yes, there really are a lot of resources, and especially when we're talking about teenagers. There's so many different resources to help, as we started out this conversation, talking about building that positive life, that meaningful, you matter kind of life. And whether you're in a crisis or not, it's still great to know a lot of resources, you know, for parents to know a lot of resources.
Absolutely. Well, Belinda Hartzell, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show again and to talk about your expertise when it comes to young people and helping them beyond the subject of suicide. But of course, if we don't help a young person through those steps that are leading to that, it ultimately can lead to suicide, and we don't want that for any young person.
No, we do not. We do not. Thank you so much for letting me talk about young people. It's one of my favorite things to do, and God bless you and your work.
Thank you, Belinda. Folks, we've been talking to Belinda Hartzell. She is a licensed clinical social worker, and we appreciate her expertise today. She's a great friend of mine, been a friend a long time, and I appreciate her touching on the subject of suicide awareness when it comes to teenagers. When we come back, we're going to have a brand new episode from Kyla Carter from Kyla's Corner, and she is also going to be talking about suicide awareness. So I hope that you'll stick with us as we have Kyla Carter share on Kyla's Corner. And then after that, we'll have the Make a Difference Minute replay. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey, this is Carl Ray, and you're listening to Kyla's Corner with Kyla Carter, where she's living life sunny side up. And just like my old friend Johnny Nash would say, we all need a little sunshine, so y'all live life sunny side up.
It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day.
I'm not your average puzzle piece. I don't give in nor give up. I'll always know that I'm enough. I'm not your average puzzle piece or the perfect picture. I don't just fit in with the crowd. I stand out. I don't just go with the trends. I've got my own style. You can see me coming from a mile. I'm not your average.
Welcome to Kyla's Corner. I'm Kyla Carter, and I hope to inspire you to spread positivity, happiness, and kindness through these segments. I live my life sunny side up, and I hope you can too. People say that I am living the best years of my life. I say, I hope this isn't as good as it gets. Being a teenager is difficult. You are judged on your appearance. School drama fills your head with anxiety. Your heart will most likely be broken multiple times. You will fail the test you studied all night for. You will make some friends, but you will also make enemies. You will get in fights and learn painful lessons. Most of the day, you will wish you were elsewhere, and many times, you are stuck seeing people that you really don't want to see. This is a lot to handle for anyone. But trying to juggle all of these emotions daily, along with dealing with the hormonal changes your body is going through, can be debilitating for many, and sometimes suicidal. In fact, suicide is the third leading cause of death in young people ages 15 to 24. I want my listeners to know that no matter how bad it gets, it will get better. We are all struggling in our own way. And I don't believe I am living the best years of my life at 14 years old. I believe the future is wide open to make your life anything you want it to be. We need to go through these hardships and experiences and learn what will make us happy and what we won't put up with. We are living these years finding out who we are, who we want to be, and who we don't want to be. It takes time to settle into our best selves, and although it can seem hopeless some days, we have to persevere through the angst, acne, academic pressures. Every single trial and tribulation we conquer will make us stronger. We must face our fears, grow from our mistakes, and learn how to find our particular happy. With the right mindset, we can conquer the world. Do not worry about the opinions of others. Opinions are just that. Opinions. Life will get awkward and you will feel self-conscious at times. We all do. It's okay. You're not the only one feeling sad, embarrassed, alone, or angry. The problems you are facing can be solved, I promise you. Just know that you are not alone. We are not living the best years of our life. We are having good days and many bad days,
making lasting memories and living wonderful moments. But we also have a lifetime to look forward to. In your years ahead of you, you might find your dream job, travel the world, meet your best friend, and even find your lifetime prince or princess. So, I encourage you to find your happiness no matter what stage of life you are in, and always try to live like I do. Sunny side up.
I'll always know that I'm enough.
I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you. Hey everyone! I just wanted to pass along this really important message because it's important to me and everybody around me. Did you know that 22.6 million Americans have battled COVID-19? Now, a huge surge in COVID cases has risen up in the US, but if you have recovered from COVID-19, you may have powerful antibodies in your blood plasma. Like, what? That's absolutely insane! One COVID plasma donation can help save 4 COVID patients. So, if you want to be a hero, which I know you do, just go to a donation bank for blood or give some of your plasma if you have recovered from COVID. Anything helps. Love you.
Welcome to the Make a Difference Minute replay, where we play Make a Difference Minutes from the past week.
Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
We're talking about a very special organization right now. It's called Blue Help. Sharonda Calderon is on the program with me right now, and I'd like to welcome Sharonda to the show.
Thank you. 2018, I lost my husband, Deputy Almedo Calderon. He was an 18-year veteran with the Dallas County Sheriff's Department. After losing my husband, I didn't have any support. And you find out that when they die by suicide, you're not afforded the same things that the other in a line of duty deaths receive. You don't receive support. You don't receive help or anything. And you're alone. You're out there. You're by yourself. And the stigma of suicide, it withdraws you and people find themselves distant from you. Well, with Blue Help, I had the opportunity to connect with them. They honored him. They honored his service. They didn't honor the way that he died. It was his service. That's what, you know, we at Blue Help believe. You know, it's not about how they die, but it's the way the officer lived. And that's what we focus on. That's how we honor those officers. And they honored my husband with their memorial wall on our Facebook and our page. They honored him. And they went as far as having their first annual Blue Help dinner during police week. Now, you have to think about with police week, it's line of duty death. Well, Blue Help feels that post-traumatic stress, it should be seen as a line of duty death. So they felt that, okay, these families belong here in police week too. You can reach us at bluehelp.org, and that's BLUEHELP.org. Even if you're an officer and you're struggling, even family members that has an officer that's struggling, we have resources on that website. These are the trying times for the families. Reach out to us. We have resources available for you.
If you can utilize any of their services, I encourage you to go to bluehelp.org.
Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, X-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive in South Parkway.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Right now, we have with us Mary Ann Hotelling, and she is Miss Veteran America 2020, part of Final Salute, Inc. She was honored to serve as Miss Veteran America 2020, and her goal is to advocate for homeless women veterans in order to help provide homes and other resources to this often forgotten but very important part of our community. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Mary Ann.
Thank you, Mark, for having me. I really appreciate it. Final Salute, Inc. is a nonprofit organization that our mission is to help eliminate homelessness amongst our women veterans. Women veterans is the fastest growing population of homelessness in America. A woman veteran is 2 to 3 times more likely to be homeless than a male veteran, just because of some of the resources or lack of resources for women veterans. So that's our goal at Final Salute, is to eliminate the homelessness altogether through educating our communities, educating the American people that this is an issue in our country. And that's what Miss Veteran America advocates. I am the national ambassador for these women veterans to ensure that this is not a problem anymore 5-10 years from now. Follow my journey on my Facebook page, and the name of it is Mary Ann Hotelling, Miss Veteran America 2020. Also, you could donate to Final Salute or follow Final Salute's journey at finalsaluteinc.org. I could also be found on Twitter under the same handle.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute.
I'm the Mark White Show.
I have been following Nick Nicholson for some time now with Eating Alabama. Him and Jenny go around the state of Alabama and they test out food, go to restaurants. It sounds like a really fun idea. And right now I do have Nick Nicholson on the line with me. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Nick.
Hey, Mark. Thank you for having me. My wife, Jenny, and I started Eating Alabama, kind of an Instagram account, because we just love dining at local establishments. When we started it in 2018, is when we actually started the account. But even then, before then, we were always traveling because my daughters both played travel softball. We were all over the state of Alabama and really all over the South and in our travels with ball. And we've always been the type of people that like to go to local establishments. You know, we want to stay away from chain restaurants as much as we can and really like to kind of dig into the culture of a neighborhood or a town that we're in and, you know, kind of see what they have going on. So that's kind of how it started. You can find us on the internet at eatingalabama.net. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. You know, feel free to go and binge the last couple of seasons and get ready for season 3. Plug in. And if you're a restaurant that you know, would like to reach out and be a part of the show, feel free to drop me a line. I'm always taking suggestions. We have a rotating list of restaurants and chefs that I want to talk to, but I could always use more. There's so many great places in the state, man.
Well, Nick, I appreciate the work that you and Jenny are doing with Eating Alabama, and I do hope that people who are listening right now will follow your podcast, follow you on Instagram, and, as you mentioned, support these restaurants across the state of Alabama. There are a lot of them to support.
Thank you, Bart. Thanks so much again for having me on. Keep up the good work, man.
Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
As we were covering Officer Charlie Bradley from Pelham, Alabama, the Alabama National Cemetery came up in the conversation. I'd like to welcome to the show right now Eldon Woody. He is the former National Cemetery Administration Director and now is retired from that position, but serves as their support committee VP.
I'm a 30-year military veteran, worked in a high school. I'm a guy who's very patriotic. Citizenship is a big part of the support committee. We like to get youth involved. There'll be scout troops, sport teams, all that stuff. They'll come out, and in short order, they'll get all those wreaths put out. And they typically will take a moment every time they place a wreath. You'll see a little Cub Scout or Brownie place a wreath, and then they'll read off the name of the person, and they'll give a scout salute or something. But it just let them know that our freedoms weren't free, that the world can be an unsafe place. And these folks went out and laid it all online for us. And out in that cemetery, we could go on for hours talking about the great heroes and everyday heroes that are buried at the cemetery, and probably any cemetery you could find examples of Americans who took care of their families, who worked hard, helped out in the community. But the single best way to find out what's going on the cemetery grounds is the Facebook page for the support committee of the Alabama National Cemetery. So if you just put that in your search on Facebook, it'll come right up. And they also have a .org site for the support committee on the web.
If they're not on Facebook and just want to go on the web, that's scalnc.org. Thank you, Mr. Eldon Woody, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Yes, sir. Have a blessed day.
You too. If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
A couple of days ago, I had Carissa Anderson reach out to me about Gidget Mullins and her 2-year-old daughter, Willow. Right now, I have on the line with me Jessica Kelly and Christy Baker, who are friends and co-workers of Gidget Mullins. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Jessica and Christy.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much for having us.
Now, Jessica, we were talking last night about the situation with Willow. She has gone from Huntsville, Alabama, now to St. Jude for treatment. Tell us about how they found that Willow had leukemia.
She was having frequent respiratory infections. Her skin was very pale, easy bruising. She was having a lot of pain under her rib cage, which are all symptoms of leukemia. Gidget, of course, was concerned and sent her to the pediatrician. The pediatrician immediately sent her to Women and Children.
So what we have done is, well, Carissa did, has started a GoFundMe page, because, St. Jude is going to take care of all the medical needs, but the light bill, your mortgage, none of that goes away just because your child is sick. And it is entitled Willow's Leukemia Fight. We are already at $1,710, which is amazing, because we have gotten donations, like I said, from people we don't even know, but they are determined to help Willow and Gidget through this time. And we're so grateful.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Again, I would like to thank my friend and licensed clinical social worker, Belinda Hartzell, for joining us here on The Mark White Show and sharing her insight when it comes to teen suicide awareness. We also appreciate the thoughtful episode from Kyla Carter on Kyla's Corner. You can follow Kyla Carter at Kyla D. Carter on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Kyla's Corner Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Again, this show is dedicated to the memory of 15-year-old Noah Beck. We continue to offer our deepest condolences to his family and his friends. If you're a young person struggling, I encourage you to reach out and let people know that you need some help. Don't take your life. You have something to live for, and you matter. If The Mark White Show is making a difference in your life, I encourage you to share it with your friends, your family, and your neighbors. You can subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and YouTube. You have been listening to a Saturday edition of The Mark White Show as we covered the subject of teen suicide awareness. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Well, let's all do something good today.